Holy shit, I can't believe it, people. People are giving away their data freely. You know when you go to a store, you buy something, and they say, oh, well, you know, do you want me to email your receipt to you? Well, guess what? You just gave away your data for free. And here is the kick in the crotch that you've been waiting for. If you don't follow up what's going on in the world by, you know, all these data breaches, particularly here in Canada, that LifeLabs scandal where 15 million people got fucked over, well, guess what? When you're giving away your email address because you think you're being environmentally conscious and you're saving a tree so they could email you your receipt, well, guess what? That same company is selling your data to another company for money for them. You are a commodity, people. Stop giving away your information for free. What the fuck is going on in this world? People are bitching and complaining because of the mere fact they're so scared, saying, oh, my credit has been, I've been breached. There's a data breach here in this credit card, like Capital One. You know, there's a big data breach for a credit card company. People, you got to wake up. Stop being so fucking nice to people. I'm not saying be a dink, okay? What I'm saying is you got to be more aware of what the hell you're doing when it comes to your own personal data. You know, with this LifeLab bullshit thing that happened in Canada, you know, 15 million people lost their data. Not only their name, their address, their date of birth, but your medical records are along with it. And I guarantee when those idiots gave $100,000 to those people that said, we're locking your computer, give us $100,000 and we'll give you the data back. You can guarantee they made a copy of it and it's on the dark web for sale. So when you're next time you're in a store, you buy something, they say, would you like me to email you? Well, why are they selling your email address? Because on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, it's getting harder and harder to target people, even on Google Ads. So what are these people doing, these big companies, these big conglomerates that got hundreds of millions and billions of dollars? They are selling. Okay, here's an example. See if you can follow this. You go into a woman's store, you buy a purse, or you buy a blouse, or you buy a woman's pantsuit, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, you go to the cashier, and they say, oh, well, you know, would you like me to email you the receipt? And you think, oh, I'll save a tree. Yeah, email me. Here's my email address. But are you smart enough to ask what they're going to do with the email address after they email you your receipt? Even if you ask one of those kids that are behind the till, they're not going to know. You got to watch, people, what is going on in this world. If you want to get screwed over, hand over your data to anybody and everybody, and if you get a data breach and it's affecting you personally, you got nobody else to blame except you. You know, people bitch and complain about Equifax, whatever happened here with that big data breach with a big company like Equifax. Well, it's blown over and you never hear about it anymore, right? What about all the other data breaches? Like, you know, the one with Capital One, a credit card company, for crying out loud. What do you think is going to happen there? Do you heard of it once? You heard of it twice? You heard of it three times? Well, do you ever hear about the people that actually are affected by it when people find out their data? Somebody took out a mortgage in your name and you don't even live in that state or province or city? It's just unbelievable. It just fucking baffles me how people are so naive and gullible, thinking, oh, it'll never happen to little old me. Now, when you think about it, like these other companies that are out there, I'm not going to mention the companies. These are all got to do with these clickbaiters that I put out on a podcast back on, I believe it was December 19th of this year, 2019, where, you know, I'm telling them the FBI are tracking down these people and they're shutting them down one by one. So the affiliate marketers are going to get fucked. Yep. Affiliate marketers are going to soon be dead. in the water because they're not going to be able to do this clickbaiting anymore. Because like you, once you get in a sales funnel, once they get your email, you're going to get bombarded with crap emails saying buy this, buy that, whether it's part of your interest or not. So what am I saying? I am saying stop giving away your information for free. Recently, my wife and I were shopping and the company said, of course, you know, well, would you like me to email your receipt to you? And my wife at that time, she was actually contemplating it. I said, no, we are not giving you our email address. And the girl looked at us like, oh, well, what's the problem, you know? And I just said, she goes, well, it'd be a lot more easier that way, you know, we could save a tree. And, you know, I wasn't being rude or anything, but as far as I'm concerned, fuck the tree. My data, my personal information is a lot more important than a fucking tree. So I didn't say that, obviously, to the young lady because it's not her fault. It's the companies that are doing this that are that the people are unaware of selling your email address, selling your street address, selling your full name. And if they got your date of birth, you're even more fucked than you ever thought. Oh, boy. Talk about stupid if you're giving some people. Like, you know, I've had people ask me for my... I was in my charter bank last week. And they asked me for my social insurance number. And, you know, I said, you can't ask me for my social insurance number. And the person said, yes, we can and we have to. And I said, you know something, in Canada, legally, the only entity or place can ask for my social insurance number is Revenue Canada, the taxation people. Nobody else in Canada has the legal authority to ask me for my social insurance number. That is just a way for these companies to track you and to tax you and. But legally, when a company asks you for your social insurance number for employment, yeah, okay, you got to give it over because you got to pay tax to the, you know, the federal government. But what it comes right down to, be very careful who you do give your information to. Don't think that this people are asking for your information for the being nice and save the tree bullshit. You're not saving a tree. You are actually putting your own identity at risk, and I mean big time risk, because these people that are doing these data breaches, your information might be worth 10 cents on the dollar, if that. But guess what? When you're dealing with, say, 15 million people, like with Life Labs that got fucked over, figure that out. 10 cents on one name times 15 million, that's a lot of dough. And you can guaranteed they did not release that information without making a copy of every one piece of data. So stop being gullible, people. Clickbaiters, beware, because you are going to be shut down. And people, quit giving your information away. This climate change thing, it's you know, it just baffles me. Like, you know, it's just such bullshit. Forget about saving a tree. Save your data first.